exactly what I'm going to talk about this morning is our unity, our oneness with Source, our oneness with that divine life that is God's life. And it's a very basic teaching. This is the very basis of what we believe. And so if you aren't really sure what we believe, listen up. If you already are sure, just allow this to be time to deepen your understanding, your great faith. Not the faith in God, but the faith of God. The faith of God. I've had one of the things I've been rereading, This Thing Called You. It's one of the Ernest Holmes' newest books. I think it was written in the early 50s or late 40s. But anyway, it's a pretty modern book for Ernest. And it changes the way he looks at life. He says clearly in this book, it doesn't matter what method you use to get there. It doesn't matter whether you pray to a God you believe will answer your prayers. All through the science of mind, he did not say that. All through any of the other teachings, he did not say that. And our preferred way is to understand that this mighty moving power of life itself is moving through you, is moving through me. We're not separate from. And yet, if we have a strong belief that serves us, if you have a strong belief that serves you, that means that somehow your strong belief reduces your pain, gives you more joy, makes you more able to live fully than do that thing. If on the other hand, you're looking for ways to have more joy, ways to escape from emotional, mental, or physical pain, you're in the exact right place. Yesterday, I was getting a pedicure, and my manicurist, pedicurist, is Vietnamese, and she's just beautiful. She's a beautiful woman, and she is a beautiful soul. She is a very profoundly religious Catholic. And right now, it was her birthday yesterday, which I knew thanks to Sybil telling me, but I'm glad I did because people were calling her and wishing her happy birthday, and she would put on this happy face for the person calling, and yet I already had seen tears in her eyes. And I was assuming, because it wasn't far long ago, that she lost her son. She's a young woman, and she lost her 30-year-old son. You know, everyone's young to me, so never mind those calculations. But anyway, so she this son was sick, and she lost him. And so I'm assuming that she's grieving. That wasn't it at all. There was more pain that was going on for her, and it was about her family. And she said to me, I think you're lucky that you don't have any children. Now, that was only in that moment, because mostly, and so parents, and since we all had parents, even where if we don't have children of our own, we know that there are times that our actions could cause our parents great anguish, great pain, because they would prefer that we would be emotionally healthy, that we would live happy, fulfilled lives. And yet, our path doesn't say we'll always be happy and we'll always lead fulfilled lives. In fact, even though we came pre-programmed to live in harmony and joy, most of us manage to have a few heartbreaks. And if not, at least stub our toes on things. You know what I'm saying? There are times in our life where we felt that life wasn't for us. But it's the opposite of that. Life is absolutely for you. It is for everyone. You and I are created in the image and likeness of God itself, created in the image and likeness of this divine presence that is first cause to all creation, that is unconditional love, that is all power, that is all knowing, that is everywhere present. We're created in the image of that thing. When I look at you, I see this presence. I see this beauty. And when you look in your own mirror, that's my greatest desire, is that you see the presence of the divine in you, looking out through your eyes. Looking out through your eyes with love, with tenderness, with kindness, with compassion. I happened to watch a Super Soul Sunday with Shirley MacLaine. Oprah was interviewing Shirley MacLaine. And how many of you read her book, Out on a Limb? It was her first way out there book. And Oprah asked her, do you think of yourself as a spiritual pioneer? And she said, no, I've come to realize that I'm one with all seekers. And all seekers are one with me. Just like the song that Tina just sang, there is that intelligence within us isn't just in us, it's in all. And everyone who seeks to have a better life or a greater connection with the divine, everyone that's seeking to have the heaven within expressed on our outside, in our daily lives, all of us are seekers to each other and therefore leaders to each other. When my manicurist started breaking into tears, I just took her hand and I said, it's okay, feel what you need to feel. And she said, it's so hard. It's my birthday, people are calling me, I have to show a happy face, but I feel so miserable inside. And so I just closed my eyes and I just started praying for her. And I prayed for her in the way that she would get, even though I wasn't doing it out loud. Jesus is her companion, so I prayed that way, knowing that she is guided, guarded, protected, loved, upheld, and comforted. But I want you to know the biggest thing all of us need to know. Khalil Gibran said this, and it's true, your children are not your children. There's life's longing for itself. Your children are not your children. Their life's longing for itself, meaning what your children do or don't do really is none of your business. It's really none of your business. Just quit taking responsibility for something that is not yours. Now, I know as parents you have a responsibility to raise your child so your child has both roots and wings. But if your children are adults, they have the wings. Trust that they also have the roots and let them live their life. You have no idea what a person needs to encounter. Those of us of a certain age already know, don't we? We look back at our lives and go, boy, in that decade I learned this. It was very painful, but I learned this and I learned this. So we can look back and say, everything brought me to this point right here, right now, to this place where I am set. I'm ready to make a shift in consciousness, in mind, to live a more connected life, a more fulfilled life. Everything that you've done led you to this place this morning. Everything that you didn't do led you to this place this morning. No regrets, no excuses. You're here by right of consciousness so that you can be seen as the majesty, the glory and the greatness that you are. For that is who you are. Made in the image and likeness of God. When, you know, before service I get someone prays for me specifically. And my prayer partner was Jeannie Hounshell, and she did this magnificent prayer and she said, wouldn't it be amazing if we always saw God in the other people? Wouldn't we be filled with awe? Yes. Yes, to see ourselves and to see each other as who we really are. In this little book, this thing called You, Ernest talks also first and foremost about that you're living in this infinite intelligence, and the infinite intelligence is moving through you as you. And whatever it is that you believe with passion and with energy, whatever it is that you put emotion around will magnetize itself and will become form. And that doesn't matter if it's the energy is worry or if it's bliss. But I can tell you that if it's worry, you're likely not going to like the results, because you're just magnetizing something that you're fearing to come into your life. On the other hand, he makes it also very clear in this moment, not 10 years from now after you've finished all the classes, right now, this moment, you can change your mind about who you are. And in the twinkling of an eye, your consciousness shifts to well-being, to whatever it is. Are you willing to take a few moments every day and picture what you do want for yourself? Are you willing to invest time in you to picture what it is you want as if it's already so? I happened to be in Trader Joe's yesterday, and Reverend Bruce was in there at the same time. And it was so good to see someone, and so we greeted each other. And he didn't see me checking out, but as he was checking out, I noticed how happy he makes everyone around him. He's the same Reverend Bruce in Trader Joe's as he is here. He's not two different people. Some of us are. Some of us are. So what I'm saying is, when you really know who you are, you let that light shine wherever you are. You take the hand of someone who's in pain. You crack a joke, if jokes are your nature, with the checker in a store. You see the God qualities, whether the person is aware of them or not. I think that's our job, to help awaken humanity to its spiritual magnificence. But it starts, first of all, in us. Can you see your own magnificence? Can you see it even in the muck and mire of things? And are you willing to keep weeding that garden of thought when you know that you've been planting some pretty miserable things in there? Dig them up. Let them go. All you need to do is say, that's not the truth of God. That's not the truth of me. That's not the truth of you. It's not the truth of me. Last week when I did the memorial service, the daughter requested a certain essay. And I'm going to read part of it to you. You're probably familiar with it because, some of you spiritually mature people might. It was popular in the 60s. This is the text of Desiderata, which was written by Max Ehrman in the 20s. There was a whole bunch of stuff made up about it, that it was found in a church and all that stuff. Well, none of that's true. But the truth is that this is a beautiful piece of advice. I'm just going to read you the first and last stanzas. The first stanza, go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. And he goes on with some other great words, and then he says, you are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy. The thing that you are is that thing that knows itself to be whole, complete, and perfect. You are the I am that I am that Moses encountered in the burning bush. You are that awesomeness. So this week, think what you're thinking about. Notice. Notice what you're planting. And dig up the things that don't serve you. Let your light shine before man so that you can be known by the love that you are. You are that love, and so it is. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.